Previously on Left Behind.
Yes, I know you, Mr. Steele. We've met. I'm Bruce Barnes, the visitation pastor.
I'm going to tell you something, Cameron. I know Doug was murdered.
We found the rapture tape.
The what?
Pastor loved to preach about the coming of Christ. A couple of years ago, he used that sermon and had himself videotaped in his office, speaking directly to people who were left behind.
Bruce, I'd appreciate that tape if I could get one, and I guarantee you I'll be back tomorrow.
No guarantees from me, but thanks for your time.
Helen! Oh, no.
He's dead!
Based on the best-selling novel, Tyndale House Publishers proudly presents Episode 6 of the dramatic audio edition of Left Behind.
Crawford, you might want to stand back.
I'm sorry to put you through all this.
It's okay, sir. We just want to help. A lot of people feel the same way you do.
I suppose so.
How long ago did the missus pass away?
It was a little less than a month ago, but then I heard about the disappearances and that some bodies were missing. I just had to know.
We understand. All right. That should do it. We can open it now. Jim, give me a hand with this. Probably better if you don't look, Mr. Crawford.
All right. Do you see anything yet?
Was your wife wearing a blue dress?
Yes.
And how about jewelry?
Well, her wedding band. Oh, and the diamond pendant I gave her for our anniversary last year.
Well, you can have a look now.
Catherine!
She's not there, sir. The dress is. But there's no necklace or ring. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Thank you. Thank you for your kindness.
Sure thing. Please recommend us to your friends. We'd love to help anybody who's grieving.
Showing a dramatic rise in violent crime since the disappearances. Another disturbing trend concerns the number of bodies exhumed by thieves. These men prey mainly on the elderly who are concerned about their loved ones' remains. Or do you say to beware of anyone who offers to dig up a grave? On tomorrow's Consumer Affairs...
Things are really getting dangerous.
I know. We can't flip on the TV without another report of murder or rape.
Turning to international news, another car bombing. This one's left an American journalist dead. Award-winning writer and correspondent for Global Weekly, Cameron Williams, is feared dead after a bomb exploded outside...
It's becoming an ugly world real fast. All the more reason why we need to get things settled.
Bad.
Chloe, just... watch the tape with me.
I'd rather not. This is a personal issue, not a group or family thing.
I'm not so sure about that.
Well, don't push me. You deal with it your way, and I will too. Just not right now.
Will you watch it before church?
Daddy, please, you're driving me crazy here. I'm not sure I even want to go to church tomorrow.
All right. But if you don't go, I wish you'd watch the tape while I'm gone.
Dad, if you keep telling...
I want you to settle this before our flight Monday. Air travel's becoming more dangerous, and you never know what...
Oh, come on. All I've ever heard you do is set people straight on how safe flying is.
Okay. Look, I'm going to stop badgering you. I just want you to know that I care.
I'm going to bed. Good night.
Good night.
Hello. My name is Vernon Billings. I'm pastor of the New Hope Village Church of Mount Prospect, Illinois. As you watch this tape, I can only imagine the
so,
fear.
So, you made it back to New York yet?
No, Dad. Or this is listen to me. You're going to hear I was killed in some sort of car bombing terrorist attack, that kind of thing.
Terrorist attack?
Yeah, I can't get into it now. I just want you to know that I'm all right. I'm calling from overseas, but I'd rather not say where. I'll be back tomorrow, but I'm going to have to lay low for a while.
The memorial service for Sharon and the kids is tomorrow.
Oh, no. Dad, it'd be too obvious if I showed up there. Tell Jeff how really sorry I am.
Rapture will occur in the twinkling of an eye. I don't envy you for having endured that shock. People may have heart attacks. Those in despair will commit suicide. But as strange as this may sound, this is God's final effort to get your attention. And I believe God's purpose in this is to allow those who remain to turn to the Bible for truth and to Christ for salvation. My friend, let me give you a word of warning. Scripture indicates that there will be a great lie announced with the help of the media and perpetuated by a self-styled world leader.
It is good.
Beware
of
such a leader of humanity who may emerge from
Dr. Rosenzweig.
He will turn out to be a great deceiver who will step forward with signs and wonders that will be so impressive that many will believe that it is from God.
The substance of your address to the UN gathering? I will tell them at a press conference and anywhere I speak. Ours is a global community. I want to restore the brotherhood of our world. I will be an agent of peace.
The deceiver
no one should fear war again.
And security.
We have been through too much, my friend.
But the Bible
and
says
I
he will speak
will
out against
there.
The Most
I
High
will
and will wear
great
down the saints
of our
the Most
time.
High.
Every ear
this
in
person
America
is known in the Bible
will hear
as the
name Nikolai.
Terrible things will
Nikolai.
Happen under his reign. My friend, if you've not received Christ as your Savior, your soul is in jeopardy. And because of the cataclysmic events that will take place during this period, your very life is in danger. Friend, it doesn't make any difference at this point why you're still on Earth. The point now is, you have another chance. Don't miss it.
Think about it, Rafe.
Receive God's gift of salvation right now and resist the lies and the efforts of the Antichrist, who is sure to rise up soon.
Saved people aren't good.
So be
prepared.
God wants to forgive your sins and assure
you that this is true. Don't put it off.
You see, my friend, if you accept God's message of salvation, His Holy Spirit will come to you and make you spiritually born anew. You don't need to understand all of this theologically. You can become a child of God by praying to Him right now. So, my friend, pray after me. Dear God.
Dear God.
I admit that I am a sinner.
I'm a sinner.
I am sorry for my sins.
I'm sorry for my sins.
Please forgive me and save me.
Please forgive me and save me.
I ask this in the name of Jesus who died for me.
In the name of Jesus who died for me.
I trust Him right now.
I trust in Him.
I believe that the sinless blood of Jesus is sufficient to pay the price for my salvation.
Jesus' blood does pay the price.
Thank you for hearing me.
Thank you. For hearing me, Lord, and receiving me.
Thank you for saving my soul.
Thank you for saving my soul. Thank you.
My friend, the Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. And if you were genuine, you are saved.
God.
Born again, a child of God.
You know my pride. I've trusted my intelligence, my abilities. Neglected my wife. I've had evil thoughts. Oh, God. Please forgive me and give me a chance to make things right. Forgive me, God, in Jesus' name.
This is Steve Plank. I'm at a press conference, but I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Please, leave a message.
Steve, you know who this is. No matter what you hear in the next 24 hours, I'm all right. I'll talk to you soon.
Dad, what are all these?
Oh, good morning. Bible study guides.
You're gonna read all of them?
Already have. At least that stack there. And all four Gospels.
Last night?
Yeah, it's...
It's like I'm hungry for the first time.
Good, I guess.
I'm about ready to head for church. I assume you're not coming with?
I'm sorry, Dad. I'll go with you sometime, I promise. I'm not being stubborn. I'm just not ready.
I understand. Really. I'll see you at lunch. Bye, hon.
Hi, welcome to New Hope Village Church.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, there aren't any seats left.
Well, I figured. I had to park three blocks away.
Here, take one of these. It's kind of a program type thing. The pastor's ready
to
start, I think.
My name is Bruce Barnes. I want to welcome you. I'm not in the pulpit this morning because that's a place for people who are trained and called to it. I'm in a place of leadership and teaching today only by default. And normally we'd be thrilled to see a crowd like this, but well, I'm not about to tell you how great it is to see you. Now, we'll not be singing or making announcements today, and we won't take an offering either. I'm simply going to tell you my story, and then we're going to see a video.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for these who have given their lives to you today. May you strengthen us for the days ahead. In your name I pray. Amen. Now I know some of you may still be skeptical. And if you'd like to come back and ask questions this evening, I'll be here. But right now I want to open the floor to anyone who received Christ this morning and would like to confess it before us. Now the Bible tells us to do that, to make known our decision and our stand. So feel free to come down to the microphone and... Wow, great. Let's just line up this way and then down that aisle, if you would, please. God bless you, Rayford.
Well, good morning. I can't tell you how I feel today. Something's happened. I know that I'm going to see my wife and son again, and I'm not ashamed to praise Jesus Christ for his forgiveness. Oh, that was a rather powerful service, Bruce. Can't tell you how grateful I am.
Well, God moved. But honestly, I feel such a mix of emotions. My grief is still so raw. I still feel shame over my phoniness. And yet, in the few days since I truly received Christ, he's blessing me beyond anything I could imagine. Look what happened today. Over 200 decisions.
So what happens next?
Ray, churches are usually built by seminary-trained pastors. We don't have that luxury. I know this is very new to you, but I feel I should ask you to join our core group.
What?
We'll be at the church for each meeting, and we'll get together at my home each week. That's where we'll pray for each other and study a little deeper to stay ahead of the new congregation. Are you game?
Wow, I don't know. I'm so new at this.
Join the club.
Oh, yeah, but you were raised in it, Bruce. I mean, at least you know this stuff.
Missing only the most important points.
Well, I tell you, Bruce, I am hungry to learn whatever I can about the Bible.
In a way, so am I, given our new situation.
Sounds like we could keep an accountability thing going.
Works for me.
So, as a core group member, do I get a reserved parking spot?
You know, Ray, I'll see what I can do.
Waitress, can I get some coffee?
So, are you going to do it?
As long as I don't have to take a leadership role, I can't say no.
Dad, I didn't watch the tape, but I promise I'll see it before we go to Atlanta.
Well, look, like I said, I don't want to force you to do anything, Chloe.
You're really into this, aren't you? I mean, even if I don't do anything about it.
It's changed my life.
Yeah. Oh, I almost forgot, a lady called, Hattie something.
Hattie Durham?
Yeah. She sounded pretty upset.
I heard she wanted to be assigned to my next flight, and I ducked her.
probably found out and wants to know why.
Why'd you duck her?
It's a long story. I'll tell you sometime. Let me call Hattie and calm the waters.
Hello?
Hattie, this is Rayford.
Oh, hi. I was just thinking about you. Have you seen the news today?
No, I've been out of the loop. What's up?
Do you remember that writer from Global Weekly who was on our flight?
Vaguely.
Buck Williams. I talked to him by phone a couple times since the flight.
Yeah?
I just heard on the news that he was killed in England in a car bombing.
You're kidding.
No. Isn't this bizarre? And Rayford, sometimes I just don't know how much more of this I can take. I hardly knew this guy, but I was so shocked that I broke down when I heard. I'm sorry to bother you with it. I thought you might remember him.
No, that's all right, Hattie. And I know how overwhelming this is for you because it's been that way for me, too. I've got a lot to talk to you about, actually.
You do?
Yeah, could we get together sometime soon?
Well, I've put into work one of your flights. Maybe then?
Maybe, and if it doesn't work out, maybe you could come over for dinner with Chloe and I?
I'd like that, Rayford. I really would.
Williams, a 5-year employee of Global Weekly magazine, won a Pulitzer with the Boston Globe and the Hemingway Prize for war correspondence during the destruction of the Russian Air Force over Israel 14 months ago. Global Weekly executive editor Steve Plank refused to comment on the report.
Until we see hard evidence, I'm skeptical. It looks pretty grim, I admit, but if Buck were on this story, he'd want to see a body.
The remains of the other victim have been identified as investigator Alan Tompkins of Scotland Yard.
Steve Plank.
The international terrorist
of Scotland Yard.
Fuck, where are you?
JFK. Just got in.
You know who wants to talk with you?
Oh, better not have a British accent.
Nikolai Carpathia himself.
Yeah, right.
I'm serious. He's here and he's got your old friend Chaim Rosenzweig with him. Apparently, Chaim's saying your praises. And with all the media after Carpathia, he's asking for you.
Apparently, they haven't seen the news. I'm dead.
Here's a plan, kid. I'll come get you. You'll tell me what in the world you've gotten yourself into. We'll get you undead, and you can have the greatest interview of your career.
Wow. That whole apartment complex burnt.
Somebody was using the stove, everybody disappears, the whole house burns.
And you think that, all things considered, this was God's doing?
I do.
I thought he was supposed to be a God of love and order.
I believe he is. But like Bruce said last night, we live in a fallen world. God left control of it pretty much to Satan.
Oh, brother.
What?
You must know why I walked out last night.
I figured Bruce was hitting a little too close to home.
Maybe, but all this stuff about Satan and the fall and sin and all that...
Well, Chloe, I'm certainly no expert. But I know I'm a sinner. And so is everybody else.
And that means me?
If you're part of everybody else, then yes.
I don't hurt people on purpose. I try to do the best I can.
So you're exempt from what the Bible says about everybody being a sinner?
Exempt, I don't know if that's the word.
You know what I'm worried about, of course.
You think the time is short, that in this new dangerous world I'm going to wait too long and then it'll be too late.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Buck! Nice cap. What's with the peach fuzz? Lose track of your razor.
I was never much for disguises.
You're not famous enough to need to hide. You staying away from your apartment for a while?
Yeah, and probably yours. You sure you weren't followed?
A little paranoid, aren't you, Buck?
I have a right.
I felt guilty about it. Really guilty. Even though it happened only in my mind.
So you never actually acted on it?
Oh, no, I didn't. Hattie was there, she was available, and...
It would have broken Mom's heart.
Sometimes I feel as bad as if I'd been unfaithful to her. I justified it. Because she was so obsessed with her faith and all.
I know. Funny thing, though. That kept me straight at school. I mean, I'm sure Mom would be disappointed to know a lot of the things I've done while I've been away. Don't ask. But knowing how she was, that kept me from really going off the deep end. I knew she was praying for me. She told me every time she wrote.
I'm going to invite Hattie to dinner with us this week.
What, you feel like you're available now?
How can you say that after all I've just told you? That's insulting.
So was what you were hoping for with this Hattie.
I never...
Do you really think she was unaware of what was going on?
Chloe.
How do you think she'll interpret this? She may come on like gangbusters.
I'm going to make it clear that my intentions are totally honorable. More honorable than ever because now I have something to offer her.
So now you're going to switch from hitting on her to preaching to her.
I care about her as a person. And I want her to know the truth.
And what if she doesn't listen?
That's her choice. I can only do my part.
Is that how you feel about me? If I don't act on it the way you want, you'll be satisfied that you've done your part?
Obviously, I care much more about you than I do Hattie.
You should have thought of that before you started chasing her.
Or maybe that's why I never did anything about it.
Okay, so what if this strategy with Hattie just makes you more appealing to her? What's to keep her from being attracted to you?
The last thing on my mind is another woman, and certainly not Hattie. I want to be upfront with her and see what she says.
I don't know, Dad. I think it's a little too soon to be pushing her toward God.
How soon is too soon, Chloe?
Here, you'll need this at the door.
George Oreskovich, Global Weekly? Very nice.
Do I take care of you or what?
How much time do we have?
Less than an hour till he gets here.
You're sure the interview hasn't been canceled?
What are you talking about?
Well, he reads, doesn't he?
I'll convince him it'll be just as valuable to be interviewed by George Oreskovich as by the legendary and temporarily dead Cameron Williams.
Yeah, but Steve, if he's like every other politician, he's hung up on image, high-profile journalists. Like it or not, that's what I've become.
Maybe I'll tell him it's really you. Then while you're with him, I'll release the report that your old bit was wrong. And right now you're doing a cover story interview with Carpathia.
Cover story? You've come a long way from calling him a low-level bureaucrat from a non-strategic country. Whoa, cover me.
Brett, nice to see you.
Oh, Steve, sorry to hear about Buck. My condolences to the staff.
We appreciate that, thanks.
Didn't know he cared.
Listen, Buck, I saw Carpathia in action. If we don't feature him prominently, we'll be the only national magazine that doesn't.
Yeah, like I say, if he's like the typical politician...
This guy is the farthest thing you've ever seen from the typical politician. You're going to thank me for getting you the exclusive interview with him.
I thought that was his idea because of my colossal name.
Can I see your press pass, please?
Oh, I'm going to hang back. Save me a seat, will you?
And so it gives great pleasure...
Did I make it in time?
Okay, thanks, March. Buck, Rosenzweig is introducing him. Carpathia is next.
Yeah, I see him.
We're releasing your news to the press by evening. Congratulations, kid. You're no longer dead. Hey, take a look at Wonder Boy up there. No notebook, no briefcase.
How long is the speech?
Scheduled for 40 minutes.
God, he must have notes in his coat, or maybe one of his aides has them.
I bet you, Ted, he doesn't use notes at all.
Good thing I didn't take that bet. He's gonna wing it.
I am aware that it has not been a full week since the disappearance of millions all over the world, including many who would have been in this very room. These events have caused me to intensify my desire for a lasting peace among all peoples.
That's why I warn you now to beware of a new leader with great charisma trying to take over the world during this time of chaos and confusion.
Nation after nation.
This person is known as the Antichrist. He will make many promises, but he will not keep them. You, my friend, must trust in the promises of God Almighty through His Son, Jesus Christ.
Left Behind, the dramatic audio edition, is based on the book by Tim LaHaye and Jerry Jenkins and has been adapted for radio by Chris Fabry with music by Steve Wick. Directed and produced by Todd Bastide. The dramatic audio edition of Left Behind is a production of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.